It is true, I confirm that the prices of beef, or what they call here meat, have really risen in the Torit market, clearly. The price of cow meat is going 300 per kg, and the other meat, the goat meat, is 450 per kg. That is even the same for the a kilogram of sheep meat is also 450 per kg. And these are the prices, that's true, for this month and even that late last month. But the previous month, they were 240 per kg. Okay? It is true, consumers are cornered. The options could have said the market have got options that consumer could have, for example, fish. Fish prices are also in the same way. A kg or a pack of them could be for 300, and the fresh ones, a kg of fish could be for 300 also, okay, or 200 there. So chickens are very, very even more, much expensive. So this really runs out options from consumers to who could have pursued to consume chickens and get the same satisfaction that they could get from consuming cow meat or goat meat, which is not affordable.
Yes, thank you. When we study from the previous years, though the issue of economic crisis have impact on the market, but prices of kilos of meat have remained steady, 240. But what is this current dimension according to the study or the research that you have just got from the market?
Yeah, we have carried investigations and also engaging the players in the market, particularly the butchers are saying the prices they use to procure, to purchase goats have increased from, they say, to, according they used to say, 3,500 to 4,000, but now it has risen to 7,000. That's what they say. They claim, that's what the butchers are claiming, that they are buying it at expensive prices of goats, even cows, also the same thing. They are saying it has gone up to 30,000 of a per cow. And when we verified with the, I went to engaging the goat sellers and cow sellers, we found a bit of deviations or discrepancies that the goat sellers are, their things bargainable. You can bargain, and the prices they are saying is from, for a sheep is 4,500 up to 5,000. And then those same apply for the goat also. A goat could go to 5,000, but not as 7,000 as the traders have, the butchers have claimed. Okay, so that is the anomaly which you have observed. It is not consistent with the claims that the butchers have said. And then in terms of supplies, the goat sellers and cow sellers are saying, yes, the previous month they used to get enough supplies from the villages around the communities that they used to get, and those villagers are selling it for the purposes of coming so that they can buy grains for food, okay, so to fight the hunger. Now that the new harvest is around the corner, some of them already beginning getting some nearby crops consuming. So the intention to sell again a cow to buy food, it is no more there. So therefore, they are at a better position. Before they are cornered, they are pressed to sell, and they are at the mercy of the traders. Now this time, the traders are at the mercy of the cattle owners. Cattle owners are not proud to sell their cows, okay, and goats. And so I think it is an eye for an eye, teeth for a tat. So if one wants to sell, that's why they raise the price up. That's one thing. The other factor is also these traders, goat buyers or cattle traders, also experience a lot of robberies on the animals on the way whenever they want to bring. Some of them, they have been surviving like that. Sometimes they encounter a lot of losses through robberies and so the animals become really a target of many persons, you know, who have got interest, since it's something mobile. So they have got interest like that.